Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 276, top of the day to you, Steph.
I wasn't listening
no,
to you.
No, you were a bit shocked. I saw you jump out the corner of my eye.
When your voice came through the headphones, I literally hit the ceiling.
It was quite funny.
But hello.
Hey, I've got an extra container of sorbeline cream here. That's great. I need some more and I keep forgetting to buy it. I've already done it in advance.
You've already
Thanks,
done it.
Thanks, Past
Leah. Wow. She's great.
She's really good.
Could she buy me a couple of things as well?
I've needed to do a big grocery shop for like the past 2 weeks. Mm. Both attempts have been with other people who have little patience. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I haven't done that
you
shop
know what?
Yet.
Maybe you don't need to. I mean, because you've just found sorbeline in a very random spot. Maybe if you just walk around your house, Past Leah might have hidden like washing detergent under the bed.
That's true.
You might be thanking her more often than not.
She's the best.
God, love Past
Leah. Chuck out all the
Yeah, those future Leahs are rubbish.
Follow the Watchers on Twitter at TheWatchersPod1.
So the clue for what I've been watching this week is wannabe actors.
Wannabe actors?
Yeah, wannabe actors.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I thought that was good. I was having a think about what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, had like a sentence. And I went, no, come on. You can get it down to less words. Come on, less words. I went, wannabe actors, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, I have no clue what you're going to talk about. None.
Well, one show I know you won't know, and the other one you go, oh, yeah, and you may have seen a couple of episodes because it's not a new show.
Okay.
It's not a new show at all. And because the Easter, otherwise known as Easter, is coming up, I thought I'd do a really easy, basically flying off the seat of the cuffs Easter quiz for you.
Doing so well with those word things today.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's been a really long week.
Mm.
But it's but we've got Easter coming up soon.
Easter.
And
a little hunt.
Yeah, a little hunt. We've got an Easter egg hunt lined up, hopefully.
I went shopping today.
I haven't been able to.
Now, pretty sure these people won't listen to the podcast, but I went with people to buy their Easter things.
Yes.
From they won't somebody be listening. Else. And I was like, can you just go and get that off the shelf? And I'm like adding extra things to
a
bag.
Well, one of those people I spent the day with, and they said that they had purchased a big egg or bunny or something for me, but just a little one for their grandmother.
Look, she's not wrong, because that's how I distracted her.
Okay.
By telling her, go and choose something for Leah.
That's a good idea.
And then I'd kind of forgotten about her grandmother. Like, I'm going to get into trouble for that one. But she walked past and she was like, I need this one
her, okay.
And I need this one for grandpa. And I need this. And I was like, whoa, not everyone.
I need it.
We're not going to see everyone in the family this Easter.
She tried to buy cat food today. After I'd bought cat food.
Mm.
But I need this one, she said.
Yeah, she does.
I need it.
No, she doesn't.
Well, she doesn't eat cat food.
No, she doesn't.
Not a cat.
She needs a lot of things.
Yeah.
She also needed an apple today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did she eat any of it?
Yeah, a little bit. And then, because it was enormous, the one she chose, she then had eaten like around the circumference of the apple, straight in the middle, and then goes, I'm going to take that on my adventure with Bay, which is her grandmother. And I was like, Bay will love to take that half-eaten apple.
Brown apple.
It'll be just delicious.
Oh.
Yes. Do it.
Okay. This is one that I was looking at with the person we've been talking about. The 3.5-year-old person was quite excited, not about the news, but about the photograph that accompanied the news, and then insisted instead of reading the article, we had to watch the movie of Moana.
Oh, okay.
Because live action Moana is coming all the way from Disney. But
I love that land called Disney.
Disney, yeah. Some people call it Disneyland.
I know, but I think they've got it backwards.
The land of Disney. Disney. Yeah. Well, Dwayne Johnson's name is attached to it, so it looks like he will play the same character that he played. Was it Maui? Maui, I think.
Yes.
I haven't really focused on it.
I got quizzed by a 3.5-year-old of what his name was, and I was like, Moana's daddy.
Yeah,
okay. I can't remember the movie.
Same. Yeah, it's not her. It's not really her favorite, but she likes it. But it's not her favorite.
All of a sudden, she's back into it, talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, because she knows that the live action.
She's been reading the news.
So Dwayne said, "This is my this story is my culture, and this story is emblematic of our people's grace and warrior strength. And I wear this culture proudly on my skin and in my soul. And this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to reunite with Maui, inspired by the manner and spirit of my late grandfather, High Chief Peter Mavia." Now my brain combined the word chief and Peter, and I was just going to say Hi Pete. Oops.
Why would you not cast Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he is an actor, for starters.
Yes.
He's got the name. Original one. He's got the name. Yep. He's got the voice to do the song.
He is the voice.
He's got the – like, he is it.
Yeah.
So they'd be mad not to.
Yeah, definitely. So that one is one to look out for.
Nice.
Not sure if it's going to end up going into the box office first, but either way, it'll be a fun watch for the kids.
Yeah, great one. And the scenery will be spectacular.
Yeah, exactly. It's all based off actual places. So that's what it's going to be. This one was mainly for me because I really enjoyed watching Awkwafina's Nora from Queens that season. Anyway, it's got a return date, which I'm very excited about because it was actually a really funny show. I don't think there were many episodes, maybe 6 or 8.
Yeah.
Well, I guess most shows are like that now. But it's coming back on the 26th of April in the US, so I'm going to keep my eyes out in Australia for it. Full 18 months after the last finale, which is – that does kind of
– Does it?
Yeah. It was a while ago that I watched it. Very funny show.
Again, 18 months is not that long.
No, what's that? Late 2021? Something like that. It's the kind of show that you know you're going to sit down, watch an episode, and just be like, oh, that was good.
And just let the next one just scroll straight on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or wait for the next week. Past. You're just really, really happy and ready to watch something. You know, the good pairing would be with Abbott Elementary. I think that would be a nice pairing because they're both quite funny.
Yeah.
And you walk away going, oh, that was good.
Nice.
Funny show. Clever show.
That's what you need for a long weekend.
Oh, definitely.
A marathon.
Absolutely. Speaking of marathons, are you ready for me to not read the whole entire US renewed TV series?
Please.
I'm just going to look through them.
Just,
of 2023.
Throw it at me.
Well, we also don't know all of them.
Yeah, that's why I don't care.
But I was talking about Abbott Elementary. That's been renewed. I want to say reunited. I don't know why. Renewed for season 3.
Nice.
No surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, it wins Emmys left, right and centre.
Yeah, I think that'll be going for a bit.
Yeah, definitely. There's a whole heap of ones here that I literally do not know the name of, but I did stop at one called The Amazing Race. Do you want to guess what season has been renewed?
Okay. 24.
You decided to go ridiculous, didn't you? You didn't go ridiculous enough. 35.
Stop. 35. I was going to say 26 and I was like, nah, Steph.
Unbelievable.
35. Okay, so clearly that is more than one a year.
Yeah, it has to be.
Because they've not been going for
35 years. That's early 2000s. I mean, it's a reality show. It kind of gone – late 90s, I think, is when reality TV sort of became a thing. Sort of. I mean, you do have The Real World, but that, you know, it's not.
I mean, I'd put it out there that it was close.
So it's early as Survivor and stuff, right?
Yeah, but it was not. It was not groundbreaking in reality television. It was not the first one.
No, well, I don't think I've actually watched a whole entire season. I don't think I have.
I think I might have watched one.
I mean, maybe it's the kind of show that I would really get into. But I just, maybe, well, I might have watched an Australian one.
I think I would get into it.
They wouldn't be counting the Australian ones in that 35, would they? They'd be counting the ones in the US. US. Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying there is Australian Amazing Race?
Yeah,
like
they
produced
had.
Produced Australian.
Yeah, yeah, they had.
I didn't know that.
Maybe a couple of seasons. Yeah. Hmm. Days of Our Lives. Do you want to have a guess of how long that's been going on for?
Wait, years or episodes? What are you
Seasons.
Seasons.
Yeah.
They do more than one a year, don't they? Well, do they? I don't know.
Must be like Home and Away kind of thing where they just don't stop.
All right. I'm going to go ridiculous. 51.
Oh, they've been renewed for seasons.
Yeah.
59 and 60.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Two seasons as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wasn't far off.
What about Dr. Pimple Popper?
Bloody love Dr. Sandra Lee. Love her. I don't know what season she'd be up to.
More than you think.
Eight.
Nine.
Oh.
That was close, really close. Drew Barrymore show.
Second, third?
Fourth.
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 I've never seen an episode.
I've seen bits. I think I've seen the one, you know, how they put them on YouTube and stuff.
Like,
yeah,
it,
I watch. Yeah, definitely.
Is it a late night show in the US?
I thought it was kind of like your Ellen daytime thing, but maybe I've got that wrong.
They have a very different viewing schedule in the US to Australia.
Yeah.
Like the whole daytime stuff.
Yeah.
And then the late night, like what time do they go to bed?
It depends on the individual.
Are we like back at, are Australians like back in farming culture, you know?
Is it
the coast thing?
I know for sure that we go to bed. I know that we have dinner earlier than other places in the world.
Yes.
Because I get deeply offended if dinner is 7:30 or later.
Me too.
Like, I'm like, what? But another reason is because I have to go to bed at 8:30 and it's really bad for you.
Yeah.
To go to eat a meal an hour before bed.
I also.
6:30 is a good time.
I don't want to stay up any later.
No, I don't want to stay up.
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
So I had to make up a story. So I'm married to an Italian. I had to make up a story to his Italian family because they are so confused as to why I want to have dinner early and why I go to bed before the children and the family do. And so I had to make up the story and say, oh, Australians live like because of the coast, everybody goes surfing.
You lied to a whole entire family.
To a whole family. I was like, oh, so everyone gets up.
Just get up so early.
To go for a surf.
You don't go,
You never live near the beach.
Stood on a, you've got a good 10-minute drive to get to a beach.
And then everyone's so tired that when the sun sets, we have dinner and we go to bed. I'm like, it's just
wrong.
The culture that we're. We are, and they're
it's
all going.
Culture, you're doing the Italian,
the
hand,
Italian
gestures.
Hand gestures. So that's the lie I had
that's
to come
a good
up
lie.
With to justify why I would go to bed before the 5-year-old in the family.
Meanwhile, you're asking why the 5-year-old is not going to bed.
That's exactly what I was asking.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got no shame going to bed before that.
No.
5-year-old.
The Last of Us season 2 has been picked up, but we kind of already knew that.
That was a given.
Pretty much. By sort of like the second episode.
Surprised it haven't like been renewed for 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I will say one more because we enjoyed the first season
Poker
of
face.
It. The Mole.
The Mole,
the
yes.
US Mole has been renewed for season 2.
Yes.
And the funny thing is the photograph, this is from Deadline, the photograph is of the two of the finalists.
Yes.
And it's one person that we were sure it was, and then it's the mole.
Yeah, okay. Winner out.
We got it wrong.
I wonder if it'll be set in Australia again.
I don't think so. I think they'll
country.
Go somewhere else. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I like
I think
idea.
So too. Dungeons and Dragons is a film. Well, it's actually a game from like the 1970s or something. And I think they have made a Dungeons and Dragons movie before.
Yeah, I think they have.
Yeah, but this one has got people like Michelle Rodriguez and Chris Pine in it. So, you know, you got some names in there. And people also quite like the idea of Dungeons and Dragons now.
It's having another moment.
It's not just Stranger Things. It's not. I think it's also a bit of that whole COVID thing, and Dungeons and Dragons could be played online together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got shows on, you know, Twitch and YouTube, like Critical Role and stuff, who make millions from Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. And also a lot of people are really into board games now.
Yeah.
You know, like our family are into board games.
We're very much into board games. And we've got more games than we've got time to play them.
We haven't played them all.
No. We've bought them all.
We haven't played them all. But we are going to be playing at least one new game this weekend, this Easter weekend, so that's good. But we won't be playing Dungeons and Dragons. But we teeter around the idea of how we would like to play, like we would be good and we would get into Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
But you need someone to organise it for the group. Like you need that dungeon master.
We do have that person.
Yeah, we do.
We do have a Karen. No, it's not a Karen. What do they call it? A Nicole. We've got a Nicole who would organise that for us.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a bit of a Nicole.
He should be doing it. I'm surprised he hasn't.
He has actually spoken about it before.
About four or five times.
It got us all a bit hyped up for it.
Yeah.
So we're waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting.
But we've got a thing this Easter of our games that we've got to throw in the names of games, and you can only play the ones that are picked out.
Yes.
He should throw in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Are you going to go rogue and throw Dungeons and Dragons in there? You know, we've got a board game of the Goonies, and it's played sort of like Dungeons and Dragons.
Throwing it in.
Okay, cool. She's going rogue. Anyway, the film Dungeons and Dragons, that is Honor Among Thieves, has come out over, I think it was last weekend in the US. It made $71.5 million globally and about $33-34 million over in the US. I think that is pretty good. I mean, in Australia alone, it made $2.4 million. That's not bad.
It's decent.
That's not a holiday. That was just a weekend.
Wow.
So that's
weekend.
A nothing weekend.
Before a big holiday weekend.
It was a bit rainy. It was a bit rainy in Sydney. Mm-hmm. It was a bit rainy in Sydney. So maybe that
potentially
was a factor.
Yeah.
And also it's a movie that you could go with friends or with your family. Mm. Like everybody likes an adventure.
Yeah.
That's why Dungeons and Dragons have been around for like 50 years or something.
Oh, interesting.
So, but you know, Dungeons and Dragons is not just about Dungeons and Dragons. Like you can play a Dungeons and Dragons version storyline where it's set in the future or set in real life. Like it's,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could. It could be about anything. But you roll the dice.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like it's a 20-sided dice or something to see your chances of whether you will be.
Just feels a bit Jumanji-esque.
Yeah, sort of.
You know?
Like yeah, sort of.
The way you're describing how you roll the dice, it's like, oh, what's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that's cool, and I only want the best for Dungeons & Dragons as a whole.
The podcast that stings like a bee but does not float like a butterfly. That's ridiculous. We are the Watchers.
I think I've got one more story. Yeah, one more story. I popped this one in just because I've not watched Yellowstone, but I know it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
People love it.
And big names are attached to it.
I think I might have missed the train for season one. And then it was all happening. And like the next season was coming out and people were like, yeah, Yellowstone. And I had to be very quiet, like, oh, I don't know.
And there's prequels with like Dame Helen Mirren.
It's got big names.
Harrison Ford, right? Harrison Ford's it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Costner, obviously. Mm. He's fit. But the newest name? Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, of course. So as if that wouldn't have happened.
So they're doing this, they're kind of calling it like an offshoot.
Oh, okay.
So it must be, I mean, it's a spin-off, right? And Matthew McConaughey's attached to it. So
I bet Matthew McConaughey made that phone call and said,
I want to be.
I want in.
Yeah.
How about we make another
yeah.
Yellowstone and we'll call it Greenstone and it will star like this really cool person, me.
And be me. And because it's Greenstone, it kind of sounds a bit fantasy. So it'll yeah. be Dungeons and Dragons, Yellowstone. We'll mash it together.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll get CG Project Red to be on board and they can make the video game like The Witcher.
Yeah.
And a bit cyberpunky too. And then everybody in the world will probably like we'll it because we've got something for everyone.
And you guys will fund it. So
yeah, you'll
yeah.
do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Just tell me when I need to show up.
See you in July for work.
All right, let's get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What you been watching?
I have watched two
cool
new Australian TV shows. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it a do and a don't.
Okay, great.
So what would you like to start with, the do or the don't?
The do.
Okay. So the do. I watched the new Netflix show called Wellmania starring Celeste Barber.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
So I will admit that I had my own preconceived ideas with no research or knowledge behind it. Yeah. I just thought it's going to be a Celeste Barber special looking at the whole wellness
thing.
Oh,
so you
thing.
Didn't realize it was a...
I didn't realize it was a scripted comedy.
But that would have taken you by surprise.
It did take me by surprise, but it was great. I mean, she's a credible actor. She's done a lot of acting before she became her internet fame and then stand-up comedian. She was in All Saints.
She was too.
She was
yeah,
a paramedic.
I remember that.
Anyway, so it made me laugh because the very first scene of Wellmania is her in the back of an ambulance. And I was like, oh, there we go, full circle. Yeah. Anyway.
Surely they did that.
It is a really witty comedy series. And she is a food writer who's living in New York who comes back to Australia for an event.
Yep.
And while she's here, she basically needs to completely overhaul her health after a bit of a crisis.
She's had a health scare?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of yes, sort of no. But she's got her reasons for doing it. So she's going through all the different types of wellness that she can.
Mm.
But it's very much about her journey as a character, her family, her friends, and there are lots of little sort of offshoot side stories happening. It's really good.
With other characters?
With other characters. Okay. So there's a bit about with her brother, a bit with her best friend, a bit with her mother, and they're all sort of, I guess because she actually lives overseas, she's coming back into everybody's lives and seeing them for what they are now, not what she thinks they are for people that she kind of keeps in contact with over the phone or email or whatever.
Like, or Facebook, just see what they're posting.
And so now she is. She's kind of got the time to stop and look at them and see what's happening and that she's not the center of the world. So it's interesting. I started it thinking, oh, I'll just watch one episode just to see how it goes. And I sat down and I watched three in a row.
Oh, that,
it was really good.
I'm really enjoying it.
And she is so funny and endearing. And you very quickly stop seeing her as Celeste Barber, the internet sensation and comedian, and you just see her for the character, which for me, if I stop seeing the actor and I see the character – That's a true test.
Especially
for me.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because the setup that you were talking about almost sounds like she could have been as horrible a character as Adina and Patsy.
Yeah.
Particularly Adina. Yeah. Like she could have been that
yes.
Oh, I'm going on a wellness journey because that's the trendy thing to do.
Yes.
But it sounds like it's not.
Not really like that. And even the backstory of her character, she could be a really painful, annoying character, but she's just verging on the things she does in her real life in New York are very self-indulgent, but she's not annoying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's good. Anyway, the other one that I watched.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, that's on Netflix, by the way. The other one that I watched that I say is a, I feel really bad saying it, but it's a don't bother.
Okay.
Is Class of 07. So it's on Stan.
That's on Stan. It's been recommended to me. Yeah,
It's by people or by Stan?
Stan.
Yeah, so yeah. Stan recommended it to me as well. And I thought, I didn't actually realize it was an Australian show at first. And I thought, yeah, I'll give it a go. And then when it was Australian, I was like, oh, interesting. I'll give it a go. The acting felt like a bad play,
A
bad high school play. And I just could not get past that. You know, I was just saying with Celeste Barber, very quickly, you stop seeing her as the actor and you just see the character. This was like, oh, my goodness, how are you guys – how did you read a script and then present it, the lines, that way? I mean, even the premise just was so unbelievable, it didn't even make sense.
Is it a bit teeny? Like, is that why?
Yeah,
is it the kind of thing that if you were, I don't know, 14, would you have been into?
Potentially, but I thought they would be going for people who –
Class
were
of 07, though,
07.
Yeah, that's true.
So the best part of it is the soundtrack. Point. So the music that they're playing is all from that time, and it's fantastic. You're like sitting there and you're like, oh, no doubt, yeah. You start singing away. What's really funny is, though, I sat down and I watched it with my husband, who had no idea what he was getting himself into. After the first episode, I was like, oh, gosh, what was that? I'm going to turn it off. And the look on his face was like, but why?
Oh, he was into
it,
was he?
He was into it. So we ended up watching a couple more episodes. But
I wonder if it's more because he didn't know, but he was more in the mood for that kind of show where you weren't. I don't know.
Potentially. He also, because, you know, as I've mentioned earlier in this episode, he's Italian, grew up over there. He also didn't know why they were coming together. And so I was like, it's a school reunion.
What are you talking about? They don't have it.
Yeah. So maybe that was interesting to him.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah, look, if you want to, give it a go, and I'd be interested to see if I'm just a really harsh critic.
Mm.
But if you had to pick one or the other, I'd go Wellmania.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was already going to watch it. And the other one, Class of 07, I was interested.
Yeah, I wanted it – I guess I wanted it to be a little bit like Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, okay.
I wanted it to just catch you and take you along for the ride and it just be fun and silly, but it
just wasn't.
It just didn't get me. And I thought, and no real names that I recognized or faces that I recognized.
Okay.
Which I really applaud. I love the fact that there's a whole bunch of actors out there that I've not seen before and they're all getting work in these big productions. But I just didn't like
it. It just didn't gel. That's okay. That's all right. They can't have everything. Well, this is one that I thought I would really like and I didn't really get into it that much. Like it was fine. And then I gave it another go, but a different season of it.
Oh.
So the show's called Party Down.
Yep.
And it's about wannabe actors and screenwriters and comedians, and they're just all working for a catering company that do parties for rich people in Hollywood.
They're trying to get their big break.
Yeah, exactly. So it came out in 2009, and it's got people like Adam Scott. Adam Scott. Martin stars in it. Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah.
Megan Mullally's in it. You've also got Jane Lynch. And it's just like, okay. And do you remember Ken Marino? I remember he's been in heaps of stuff, but what I always remember him in was when he was Grace's love interest in Will and Grace, but then she noticed that he had like an extra toe and then she couldn't cope. And she had to break up with him. Yeah, so he kind of runs this party down
catering
company. And he's a bit of a loser and he's always about to go broke, that kind of thing.
Well, hang on.
Have you seen it before? It's not new.
Maybe I've seen a bit of it.
I think you might have. Because there's a few seasons.
Just then I just got this deja vu of them standing in a car park near Vans and it was – basically the owner talking about going broke again.
That sounds exactly like I think you've probably seen it. So this was from, like I said, 2009, and I don't know, if I probably had watched it in 2009, I would have been really into it, but just wasn't feeling the jokes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind a classic comedy, But for me, they kind of felt a little bit dated, which was weird. It was weird, right? Because I'm not that kind of person that would think that. And the reason I wanted to watch it is because there's a new season out. This is on Stan as well. And I thought, what if I just jump in? I'm going to watch the latest, first episode, the latest season.
Better?
Yeah. The comedy had changed. Yeah. It was a little more current. And maybe that was the problem. Maybe the references and stuff back in the 2009 season did feel a bit old, where these references, you know, they
bit more sophisticated.
And just stuff that we would make fun of now. Like there was an actor who Ryan Hansen plays him, Kyle. And he was in the first season, kind of like a himbo kind of thing. Mm. Anyway, now you see 12 odd years later, he is now in a film where he plays a superhero and he's like made it. He's made the big time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and they're kind of joking about the fact that, you know, superhero things are the only things that anybody watches. And it kind of felt a bit more modern. I really like Jane Lynch's character in that. She changed a fair bit. Megan Mullally, of course. So I ended up watching, I think, two episodes from the original season and then about three or four from the latest one. I enjoyed it a little bit more. Yeah. And, there were, you know, direct references back to the original earlier seasons. But I didn't feel like
it spoiled it for you. Not really. What's the point of going back?
Yeah, exactly. So I think I might just stick with the later season, and if I do kind of get an inkling for it more, I'll just go back and watch it.
Yeah, nice.
So I wanted to pair that. So wannabe actors, I thought, well, easy. Yeah. Extras. Yeah. Ricky Gervais.
Nice.
So funny watching the first few episodes. So like the very first one, if you remember, had Ben Stiller. Yeah, and he was like directing this film, and it was really emotional about a real story. And poor Ricky's just the extra. And then as the episodes go on, you get people from England, you know, English actors that you know, but you don't really know that well. And I know that they sprinkle in some major Hollywood stars like your Kate Winslets and whatnot.
It's got pulling power.
It really does. And it's because it was a show after the UK Office, so he was able to get those kind of people. And I just like that all the shows that he's done feel quite different, feel not so much The Office doesn't have this feeling, I don't think, but has like this slight cozy feeling. The other shows,
you don't think The Office does?
I guess it is a bit cozy. It's more awkward than any other show. Yeah, it's more uncomfortable than the other ones.
But it does have that cozy feeling.
Yeah, okay.
Like to me, it always feels like it's raining outside the office.
Yeah, right.
And you know, they kind of just. And the heater's on in the office, and you just cozy down
with
them.
Have a cup of tea, sit down, listen to Dawn and Tim.
These nutcases.
Yeah. He does do cozy very well, and I think that's why for me watching a Ricky Gervais series is nice, because you've got that coziness, but it's mixed in with a bit of comedy, and there's also a bit of it kind of feels like genuine tenderness.
Yes.
Particularly, I mean, the one about where his wife has died and he's grieving, obviously. Yeah. But there's definite bits of that in other series as well. Even The Office, actually.
Very much indicative of that stream of British humour where it's unassuming comedy. It's not slapstick. But you get a shock by laughing out loud because it has that soft, coziness feel. Like you think about the royal family.
A little bit of, the royal family, totally.
You know, where if you were to tell everyone's the family sitting on the lounge, that's the show.
They watch TV.
They probably wouldn't watch it, wouldn't want to watch it. But then you find yourself episode after episode, they're so endearing, but it's funny.
So funny.
And you got to listen. Like
you do.
You've got to focus on it to get the subtlety of the jokes.
And it's hard, particularly for that show, to do that, because it feels like you're sitting down with your family and you're not really focusing.
Yeah.
Another one similar is Jam in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Very cozy. Yep. Very warm.
Yeah.
Jokes through it.
Yeah.
Sadness as well. Like the main character, I can't remember her name. It's been years since I've watched it, but she'd lost her husband.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
Good shows.
Shall we do a quiz?
Let's do it.
All right, so this one is how many can you?
Ooh.
So we haven't done this before.
Okay.
It's how many can you? And I thought, well, maybe I can help as well in this quiz.
Okay.
How many rabbits, bunnies, can you name from movies and TV shows? Because it's Easter. So it doesn't have to be Easter related.
Okay. All right. Shall I start?
Give it a go.
Peter.
Good. Classic.
Roger.
Bugs. So we've got three. What about
Dead Rabbit in the Pot? In Fatal Attraction. Is it Fatal Attraction?
Oh, wow.
No, it's not Fatal Attraction. It's
The other one with
Oh, that's really bad.
Basic Instinct? Is it?
No, it's Fatal Attraction. It's not Sharon
Glenn,
Stone.
Glenn Close. Fatal Attraction. Yes. Okay.
Dead Bunny.
Okay, great. That's really taken a turn. I was going to say...
yes.
Go down the rabbit.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
The White Rabbit.
The White Rabbit.
That's very good.
Yeah, thanks.
I was out after three children's books.
So we've got five.
Oh.
There must be more. There has to be more. Has to be more.
Come on.
We're not allowed to look at our phones. We're not allowed to look at the laptop.
Was there a rabbit in Babe?
Probably. I feel like that number six is...
Hop.
Oh, Hop. Yeah. So that's about 15.
Oh, dear.
That's not bad. And the funny thing is, a lot of those are white rabbits, but probably your most famous one, Bugs, is not. He's grey and white.
Peter, he's not white.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Peter Rabbit. Wonder how many kids will be getting a Peter Rabbit book from the Easter Bunny this Easter. Yeah, that's not bad. I think we did pretty well for absolutely no reference, no looking up.
Nothing.
If you can think of any other rabbits.
Yes, we are going to have missed quite a few.
Because obviously we're not taking editing time.
No.
We've not edited this bit.
Yeah.
So we haven't taken 2 hours to think of them. Yeah, let us know. thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com or just on the socials.
Just post it to your stories and tag us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just then we'll re-tag it. So the job's done for us.
Super obvious, just like, and then put a picture of the really obvious rabbit.
Yeah.
Can we do the tortoise and the hare?
Yeah.
Great.
The hare.
That's another one.
Gosh, I feel like there's some others there.
There's some really obvious ones, and I'm already annoyed that I can't think. Donnie Darko, creepy one, you know, the creepy rabbit?
Yep.
Hmm.
Hmm.
On that note, happy Easter. And Stephanie, thank you very much.
Have a hip-hoppity time.